Welcome to the Patreon.
Eminem's daughter got married.
Hooray!
And there's cute pictures of them.
Aw, that's great.
Yeah, look at them dancing. But Eminem's he's wearing dumbass sunglasses, Eminem.
Oh, and Eminem. That's funny.
He's wearing sunglasses in every picture.
Her dress is beautiful.
Oh, probably because he was crying and he didn't want people to see him because he's got, like, you know, a reputation to uphold.
She looks beautiful. Yeah,
it makes sense. That's so funny. 50 Cent was at the wedding. I love Eminem.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I think he's so sick. And I love how, like, I was watching this interview with 50 Cent, and 50 Cent was talking about Eminem like he was like his best friend, and it was just like, it was just cute.
Aww.
It was a cute little thing.
Do you have anything that you want to talk about that you're saving for the Patreon, or you want to just get right into it?
Yeah, you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
So Taylor's in town. She's in the other room. She could probably hear me. So I could whisper. Just kidding. No, she knows that I talk about her dating life. But she had Hinge on her phone the other day. So, you know, dude, we pop it out.
I just want a friend that has Hinge, and it's, I want to so put it funny on my computer screen or my TV screen.
And just play Hinge
for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're playing Hinge. Me. Fucking hilarious. Sending out the best one-liners. But then they reply. There was this one there. There was like three that were just like, I don't know what I was doing. But she's like, what should I send him? And I was like, this. And then they were just like, not good. But I thought they were so funny. There's this one guy that was like, his thing was like, name, like, because it's Hinge, so it has like these prompts, so it's like a conspiracy theory that you believe in or something like that,
right?
And he said, okay, definitely the earth is flat, but he was like joking. Like, if you went through the rest of his profile, you could tell that he was joking. So I was like, reply to that and say, that's not the only thing I know that's flat.
Okay.
That was so funny. And then he replies to her and he was like, what is it?
No.
She's got no reply. Because it's, what do you reply to that?
You explain the joke.
So I just kept setting her up for like failure in like the funniest ways. Like this one guy, but actually this was a really good way to filter someone out because it was a funny thing. She goes, or he says, he's like something I'm obsessed with. And he was like, tell me what you know about Vikings is what he said. So I know, whatever. So we send him a message that says, what if I told you I'm related to Vikings? And then he said, OMG, stop. And I said, well, I'm not. And then he didn't get that it was saying, well, I'm not related to Vikings. He thought, OMG, stop. Well, I'm not going to stop.
Oh,
so then he was like, what kind of Vikings? Da, da, da. And then he says to her, he goes, oh, she was like, oh, sorry. Like, that was the joke, is that I'm not related. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. What race are you? Because like, you look Italian, which she is Italian, but like, whatever, you know, he's like, a lot of people think I'm other things, but I'm just Caucasian. Like, my race is? And she was like, what the fuck? Like,
okay, which did she
answer? Just stopped replying. She was like, no, what is this conversation? Like, it was just so weird. And then there was this other guy that was like, fun fact. And his fun fact was like, did you know that outdoor cats kill like 30% of the bird population or something like that? And and then we replied to that with, what about the bird killing cat or the cat or the bird killing cats stat or something like that? And he did not reply, but I thought it was funny.
I do not wish that I was single, but I do miss dating apps sometimes because they're funny.
It is nice.
I've never really actually used a dating app, but I had Tinder for a second and it is fun.
Well, Taylor will get nervous to like message people, you know, she'll be like, what should I say? What should I say? And I have no attachment whatsoever. So I'll just grab it and shoot something off fucking insane. You know, and just like see whatever, where it goes, see if they actually respond to her. But I had to take a picture of this one because it was so bad. I took pictures of these ones. This guy, his name, I don't know his name. I won't say his name. Josh, whatever. Something that's non-negotiable for me is, and then his answer was, this is a big list, TBH. That was his answer. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then that's, this is the same guy. This is the same guy. And then it said, the best way to ask me out is by. And then his answer was, you don't. I'll ask you out. I'll pick the time and place. If you play your cards right, I'll Kanye West you and start picking out your outfits too. Be my Kim K.
Oh my God. Miserable. Nightmare profile.
He was miserable. And then you scroll down and he has a video of himself like nightmare. Biting his lip.
Nightmare.
It was insane. And there was like, I should have taken other pictures because there were multiple profiles. Also, anybody, this is my dating profile advice to anybody. Do not do a voice memo. No one wants to listen to your dumbass voice answer a question.
Yeah, that's really painful.
Crazy. Like some, because you can either type your answer out or do a voice memo. The voice memos are so beyond cringe. It's insane.
I don't know how normies do that, because it took me years of like content creating to get to a point where I don't care about hearing my own voice. But like normal people hate that shit. Don't they?
I would imagine.
Like, isn't it a thing they hate hearing their voice on recording? Because I remember I used to hate that.
Yeah, I mean, I do hate it. But it's like, they also like put on this voice. I forget what this one guy said, but there was one voice memo where he didn't even answer the question. He was just like, I'm the baddest. And that's all I said. And it was like, huh?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fun for you. I'm happy you got to do that.
Oh, and I have, let me see. I think, yeah, it was funny. It was funny. Usually I put notes in my phone for stuff that I want to talk about. Oh, I had to get your reaction on this. It was, so Benny Blanco, Selena Gomez's, you know, boyfriend, he has a new cookbook.
Okay, so, cute. Didn't know that.
Yeah, so he has a new cookbook that's out. I don't know Benny Blanco, so I don't know if I like him or not. I don't know his music. I don't know anything about him. I don't know if his cookbook's good. I only saw his Architectural Digest house tour, and I was like, I don't really like this guy. That's what I judged him off of. But for the cookbook, they got a cake made of his cookbook, and Selena Gomez did the cringiest thing that you could do in front of all your friends that are at this cookbook release. And she went down to the cake. I just sent you a photo. She went down to the cake and licked the crotch, like his crotch that's in the picture. She did this in front of like everyone at the party. Isn't that crazy? What?
Yeah. Maybe she's on something. Or maybe she's, I mean, I don't know her. Maybe she's like that. Maybe she thinks that's funny.
I thought it was crazy.
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it too. It was like, and I was like, am I a prude? And then I was like, no, I think it's just weird to do in front of like a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Let me see. And then I have, oh, okay. Okay. So this is a whole separate thing, but kind of goes to the dating. So there's a woman that gets stood up on a date and she finds out that the restaurant tricked her into eating dinner alone. So essentially there's this restaurant. She found out that there are restaurants now posing as people on dating apps just to go to their businesses. And once you get
that
there,
is not worth, that can't right? be worth.
You get stood up, and they probably know that 9 times out of 10, you're going to buy something from them.
That cannot be worth the effort. That's insane.
Maybe,
it's also
though,
so unethical. I guess if you're really dying, if you're that desperate, and you're sitting there and there's no business, and you download a dating app, and you just start messaging people, and you're like, meet me here at this time. Like, I guess. But that's pathetic. I hate that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. That's insane.
And, like, whose job is it to just, like, flirt with these people and try to get them to go to a restaurant?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I don't know. I could see, like, if you're at a really small family business that's really struggling and you got, like, a teenage daughter that's a hostess or something, and she's sitting there and she decides that this is more fun and it's a way to save the business.
She's like, don't worry, my Riz is going to save the business.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't worry, Pa. Someone said this sounds like a Nathan For You episode, which it does.
Yeah, it does.
Which is really funny. But yeah, I thought
that was... Does he still make videos?
He had a show that came out a few months ago. That was pretty funny. But then he had that show with Emma Stone that came out, which was bad. I didn't like it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I didn't like that one. Anyway, sometimes I just see stuff and I'm like, I want to talk to Maya about this. And then I save it. And that was one of them. But I know we've talked about Ashley Madison before. Mm-hmm. Because I have weird rabbit holes that I go down. But there's this new documentary on Netflix about Ashley Madison. And
really?
Yeah, it's a 3 episodes part thing. And I learned more and more about it. So how much do you like remember? Because I know we talked about this on an episode like... probably like a year ago.
About Ashley Madison?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what it is and I know that there was a data leak. That's all.
Okay. So for anybody who doesn't know, Ashley Madison was a website that was made for finding someone to cheat on your significant other with.
Mm, and like a dating site for cheaters.
Still exists, by the way. Mm. Like it's still functioning. It's still thriving. But essentially, awesome. When they first made it, they had all these commercials that were like very on the nose. They were essentially just like, hey, aren't you bored with your wife? Or like, aren't you bored with your boyfriend? Like, come to this website, you know? And this documentary follows a few couples that were on it. One couple that like they were very much both into it. She's fine with him cheating on her and she does dominatrix stuff on the side. So they just kind of have like they're married, but they have like an open relationship, but so they're like married.
It's not cheating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not cheating. But like that's an interesting use for Ashley Madison. Right. One that you wouldn't think of. Mm-hmm. But then there's this couple. This was like the bizarrest thing for me, at least, because I didn't know. I jumped. So Ashley Madison is this website. You can go and cheat. You can use it. A few years in, there was this hack. From someone called the Impact Team. They still don't know who this was. But there was a hack from the Impact Team that said, yo, if you don't shut this website down, you have 1 month to shut this website down, or we will leak the names, the emails, the everything of any person that's ever signed up for this website. And then Ashley Madison, they did a bunch of like internal stuff, trying to figure out who the heck it is. And then... because they were about to go to the stock market and so they wanted to make a bunch of money. They do all this internal research to try to figure out who it is. They can't figure out who it is. And then they're like, oh, he's probably bluffing anyway. Like they probably don't actually have our information. Joke's on them. Mm-hmm. They do. They come out with a list. This list affected a bunch of people's relationships, obviously. And it showed one woman who her husband was a part of the ministry. And she kind of knew that her husband, they were like older, like 50s. And she knew that her husband was kind of shady. Like she was like, he's always kept secrets. And so I had an idea that he'd be on the list, but I didn't want to check. Cause I kind of just, you know, would rather not know, which is also really sad. But the day the list came out, he ended up killing himself. Yeah. And so then
he knew he'd be on there.
Yeah.
Or he was on there.
Well, what happened? Yeah. So she didn't even confront him. Nothing. Like they went and got coffee that morning. And then like, you know, they had plans for dinner that night. And then he ended up going in the garage and killing himself. And then someone from like his work was like, hey, you deserve to know what happened at work that day. Cause he's a minister. And he like teaches at a ministry, I guess. And I guess he got pulled aside and fired because he was on the Ashley Madison website. They were like, you cannot be a minister or teaching people how to minister. And he was like sobbing and embarrassed and like, you know, all that stuff. And then he went home and killed himself. And it's like, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
And so there's this
but
weird...
also, I mean, not equivalent crazy, but signing up for Ashley Madison in the first place is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So there's this weird argument aggressive. That they touch on the documentary, which I never saw this perspective ever before, where they're like, fucking, you know, Ashley Madison killed people, quote unquote, you know, because like the guy killed himself. But also, is it Ashley, you know, Ashley Madison... these cheaters, because that they the information would have never been out there, right? That mm-hmm. guy's private information would have never happened. He would have never been leaked. He would have never killed himself if it wasn't for this hacker.
Mm-hmm. So and their like, angle is like it's his fault that he killed himself.
They're the hacker's fault that the guy killed himself.
Yeah.
No, they don't really like blame anyone. They just kind of give that. That idea at one point, and it's like literally something that I never thought of. Like, that is interesting.
It's true.
Like they're like they like
right?
I think
if you're
one of the
cheating.
People they're interviewing, they were like, could the hacker, if found, be tried for like murder for the deaths of these people?
No. No, I mean I'm not a lawyer or a judge. But I don't think that that would go anywhere in court. But
is
I see what you're saying.
Though?
It is interesting. It is
it's
interesting.
It's interesting because I'd never thought of that. Like, it's just so fascinating.
Yeah. No, I think you would have to, like, say, like, the people on this list should kill themselves.
I also wonder how you would feel. Like, say I'm a hacker and I, you know, show everyone who they watch on Twitch and they're so embarrassed that they watch Squeaks that they kill themselves and it's my fault for leaking, like, and I chose to leak that list and, you know, show people that they expose everyone who watches Squeaks and then they kill themselves. I wonder how I would feel as that person.
Probably that traumatized that, but also so if you're gonna be someone that's gonna go far enough to threaten a company and then like do a data leak, like yeah. get in there and actually do that, you probably feel very, very strongly about people that cheat. It's probably very yeah. personal. So I'm not I would guess that they've made peace with it, if not immediately made peace with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, no, the reason I know about Ashley Madison, and I've talked about this a million times, is because my old babysitter was on Ashley Madison. And the crazy thing about her being on Ashley Madison is that she wasn't even married. She had a boyfriend. Like, she had a boyfriend, she went on Ashley Madison, and then started dating a married man who was on Ashley Madison, who had, like, had kids and a wife and whatever. But, like, it's a boyfriend. Break up with him. What is the
yeah.
point? Like,
yeah.
what is the point? I'm not even sure if they were living together at that point. Like, what's wrong with you?
Dude, so there was fucked. This crazy couple that they follow in it. Their names are Nia and Sam.
So you've watched it. You've watched all of it?
I watched the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to watch it.
Yeah, you'll like it. But they have this couple. It's Nia and Sam. And the guy, Sam, like, cheated on the wife, Nia, multiple times. Used Ashley Madison. Also other things. And he, like, you know, gets leaked and he tells her and all this stuff. And they're still together. Still. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't break up or anything. But the weird part of it is they're, like, YouTubers that were, like, really popular in, like, 2011 no. or something. Like, lip sync family vlog YouTubers that, like, you know, they had, like, 60 million
That's
views
so
on multiple videos. And now they have, like, 10K on videos. But it's,
That's
like...
so crazy risky to make an account. As a creator.
Yeah. Like yeah. That's and nice. I wonder, actually, let me look at their YouTube now. Cause I wonder if they like Nia and Sam, if like all of their comments from
or
their last
Ashley Madison.
Yeah. Watching ourselves on Ashley Madison Netflix. No way.
Stop.
They have their
really?
Daughter. Their daughter better not. Okay, no, it's just them. They're just watching. They're just recorded their own reaction to watching it, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, see, and all the comments are like, this is kind of what I thought. Feel bad for the kids. Their dirty secret is plastered all over the internet. Like, anybody who's, like, kids are, like, friends, like,
yeah.
the parents know and, like...
Like, watching us on this dating, like, this cheating site.
And then, I mean, people are being brutal in their comments. Y'all need help. You know you did the documentary to get your views up. Sam was never going to be honest with you, Nia. Wow, he really turned betraying his wife and kids into a positive. It was like, when I was watching it, it really was very like, it was really sad because it does feel like she just blindly like forgave him for like everything. And they're religious, so they're like Christian. And so really a lot of it is even that, like he was like, God forgave me, so I forgave myself. And I'm like, you don't know, like this is cynical church me, but like, you don't fucking know God forgave you. Shut up.
Yeah.
People got away with so much shit when I was like in church, because they'd be like, God forgave me. You don't fucking know. You're just saying, you have to say that because God forgives for everything, right?
Yeah.
So you can just say that, but it's like,
Ugh, that's so sad. Religious manipulation is really scary.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, you don't have to have any grounds, you know? You can just say it.
Oh, but they should have turned comments off, because this is brutal.
Yeah, that's gnarly. I want to watch that documentary. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, you should go watch it. I mean, I had it in the background while I was crafting.
What's the vibe? Is it, like, dramatic? Is it sad? Is it funny?
It's interesting.
Okay.
It's very interesting. They explain stuff very well. They give perspective on a lot of things. Like I said, I watch so many documentaries. It's pretty well done. This one is.
Cool.
The only thing that they don't do, I wish there was a few more like POVs of people involved in it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I also would be interested to see like where it's at now, because at the end they talk about how it still exists now and everyone's like, wow, it's still up, you know? And it's like, oh well, what's the thing, like what is it? They also talk about like a lot of like,
why is it, I think you've talked about this before, but why is it called Ashley Madison, you know?
Because they were the two most popular female names at the time.
Wow,
isn't that funny?
Yep. Okay, weird.
Yeah,
is there an app?
I don't know if they've Tinderfied it.
Ashley Madison, life is short.
Yeah, life is short, have an affair.
75 million member accounts, over 15,000 new members daily.
But a lot keep of them discreet, are bots.
Discover somebody nearby. Change the dating game with Refresh Ashley Madison. No matter what your current status is, the Ashley Madison app could be exactly what you need. Anonymous, discreet, and secure. Disguise and blur your photos to protect your anonymity. Regular app security updates keep your data and information protected. Discreet and secure billing to keep your activity secret. Security of your personal information is crucial. We never sell it to third parties.
Yeah, but if you get hacked.
It doesn't say anything like explicitly about cheating, right? It's like find like-minded members near your location quickly and discreetly.
It used to say life is short, have an affair.
Take Ashley Madison with you when traveling. Life is short, enjoy it to the fullest.
Oh, that's what they say now. Yeah, they're a little less on the nose, but.
Shall I read some reviews?
Yeah.
Got a lot. These are all one stars. Holy shit. These are all just one stars about like the app being flooded with scammers and like money grabs. The longer you chase it, the more money you're gonna waste.
Yeah, because you have to pay. You have to pay to message people.
Yeah.
And a lot of the females are bot accounts.
Huh. Yeah, this is all about how much it costs. I want to see like drum.
I love how nobody is leaving bad review because their husband cheated on them. They're just leaving a bad review because it's expensive.
Yeah. Money trap filled with bots. Disappointed. Scams everywhere. Not worth it. Horrible. Scam ripoff app. Don't do it. I met my husband on here. 5 stars. I know this app has a bad reputation, but there are people on this app that are not married and are looking for long-term serious relationships. I got lucky and found my soulmate.
What?
Is that worth the sifting, girl?
No way.
Are we sure that that's worth? I met my husband on here. Now we have our first baby and we're building a house. Never thought I'd meet my soulmate, but this app proved me wrong. Give it a try because why not, right? No, there's a lot of reasons why not, actually. Insane. Fake profiles. Women are here are not really looking for an affair. There's even singles, which I would say there are much better apps that are less expensive. I've been approached by three girls that want me to download some Chinese app that you have to pay to use. I've had one real conversation.
Weird.
Yeah. People hate this app. People hate it. People hate Ashley Madison. They're all one stars. And they're all bots.
That'd be an interesting ads. Niche. Like, you know, that's something I've been thinking about. Like, when we tweet out, like, things, like, we're going to do more scandalous work stories. But I've noticed, like, when I think of, like, radio shows I used to listen to, they would have the most niche topic that they tweet out. Like, imagine we tweet out, like, tell us your Ashley Madison story. There are probably, like, even if we only get, like, 10 stories, there are probably some cool, like, interesting stories.
Maybe.
We just have to, like, we always have to, like, brainstorm, like, really niche things to tweet out. Because, like...
4 stars. Guess I've been lucky.
Huh?
I've met several real women over the last 2 years on this app. Oh, that's huge. Congratulations. Several real women over 2 years.
I was able to meet some real women.
A few have been amazing, and I'm currently having a secret affair with an amazing woman I met here. I've read all the bad reviews. Maybe you guys are just doing it wrong.
Duh.
Ugh. God. Yeah, you're probably right. Wow. Very interesting. Should I get it?
Yeah, download it. This was my story I forgot to say earlier. When I was in New Orleans for this work thing, and I was with my boss and his boyfriend, and then another guy that we worked with, and then a lady that I worked with, and then Taylor. And we were walking down Bourbon Street and living our best lives, and there was a strip club, and there was like posters outside, and we were trying to like do like, you know, the Louisiana things, and it's on Bourbon Street, and we're like, wouldn't it be crazy if we went in there? And my boss, who's just like, you know, fun, he's like, yeah, let's do it. And we're like, okay. So we go in there, and it is so depressing. It is not like what you see on TV. Like, it was actually really sad. And there's only like 3 tables worth of people there. So we sit at our table, and there's a drink minimum. So we have to order drinks before we can like leave, you know?
I've never heard of a drink minimum.
Oh, really?
Never. That's insane. They entrap you. What happens if you want to leave and you don't want to drink?
I don't know.
Like, sorry, no. Sorry.
I don't know.
And they shackle you to the bench.
I just always followed the rules. Lots of places. You've never seen a drink minimum?
Never heard of a drink minimum.
Lots of comedy clubs do it, which is crazy because you buy tickets and then you get in there and they're like, oh, there's a drink minimum.
If someone said that, I would look at that. I would be like, a what? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's usually 2 drinks. But yeah, so it's a 2-drink minimum. So we just order, like, I think I ordered, like, gin and tonic, and just drank them really quick, and then we left. But the funny thing was, is we went in there, like, because it was mostly girls, and then my boss and his boyfriend were gay. And then, like, the guy that was with us, he was, like, always the fun guy. So we're like, oh, it'll be fun. We'll go to a strip club. We'll throw some money on some girls, and it'll be fun. We go in there. It's, like, really depressing, and we're just sitting there all trying to finish our drinks really quickly. And the guy that was with us, he was probably like 35. He was sitting there. And at the time, I don't remember how old I was, but this was many years ago. This was at least 7 years ago. And so he is just looking. He's just like watching the stripper, like kind of enjoying himself. And then the rest of us are like incredibly uncomfortable. And it was like this thing where we're just like, I never, ever since we went to that strip club, and then we left as soon as possible. Like, all of us were on the same page, like, oh, never talking about that. Like, you know, walked out. But I never was able to see him the same. Like, when we went back to work and I like would see, I was just like, ugh. Cause just the way he was just like, he was just sitting there like nodding his head, like slowly drinking his drink, when the rest of us are like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. Like, we gotta get. And it wasn't like uncomfortability with like the nudity. It was just like, we had the idea that we were going to go in there and it was going to be like, almost like feminist, like owning your sexuality, but it was very much so like kind of depressing. Like, it was like dirty, and like the girl did not look happy. Like, she kind of looked like really tired, and like she didn't want to be there, and like it was just like really sad and depressing.
Ew. Yeah, yeah. I hate that image. I hate that. Okay. Fun strip club story. I don't have any strip club stories. I don't think I've ever been to a strip club. Yeah. But I know I would hate it. That's how I feel.
But let's get back to our stories.
Okay. I have one. It's number three.
Okay.
This is from PB. My ex-boss, mid-50s, hired his mistress.
Amazing.
25-ish. From a previous job to work on the IT help desk at my job. However, the mistress was really bad at all things IT related. No. My boss's boss fired her after a year or so, and she sued our company, saying that my ex-boss made sure they had to keep boss made sure they... Job. What? That's so... Someone... else at the help desk, who was also fired before all this came out, but he filled me in when he got rehired. After everything, my ex-boss was fired. His boss ended up quitting a few months later. The mistress got some payout, and the rumor mill still says it was half a year's pay, and they kept her health insurance active.
Damn.
That's sad. I hate that.
Yeah.
Thoughts on a 50-year-old man having a 25-year-old mistress?
I think it's cool he got her a job.
I think that's fine if the, I guess 25, like if you want to be a mistress, yeah, go off. You can do that.
I hope, I don't think it's cool that he like said, oh, you have to keep sleeping with me to keep your job. I don't think
that's. No, yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say that to anybody.
Yeah. Hear it, whine about it.
We don't think that's chill.
Yeah, we don't think that's chill. You shouldn't say that. I wonder, I forgot what I was going to say.
Huh? Oh. I thought I got booted.
No, I itched my nose. And then when I itched my nose, I thought to myself, wow, I really got that spot. That felt good.
I'm happy
I got that
you.
Itch out. And then I forgot what I was going to say. So never distract yourself by itching your nose, everybody.
I'm looking for the next thing. I have another cheating one. This one has an image.
Yes.
Wicked. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This is number 7. All right, okay. This is from Anonymous. Here we go. I used to work at a seasonal Halloween store. You know the one.
Yes.
I had a coworker named Melissa. She got her boyfriend Lucas a job at our neighboring store that was just down the street. We collaborated with the store and would work shifts at both stores. We had a lot of people working closer to Halloween, so more people from other stores... Lucas was working a shift with me, and so was another employee from his store, Rachel. I noticed they were super close and play fighting, but since Melissa had been there and seen it, I didn't think anything of it. A few days later, one of the assistant managers comes from the back looking like she saw a ghost. Then all the managers went back to have a meeting. I find out Lucas and Rachel had been making out in the back while Melissa was there. Where? Well, Melissa was in the store, not in the room.
I assume. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, nobody would tell Melissa what had happened, and I know if it were me, I would want to know, so a few days later, I ended up texting her and telling her. Once word got around, I hear from someone at the store that they flirt all the time and would go back, and Rachel would come back covered in hickeys. Ew.
Ew.
Or would go to the back, and Rachel would come back covered in hickeys. Then during closing and taking apart the store when Halloween was over, he had the audacity to show up to our store to get paid for taking it apart, and everyone collectively ignored him, and he kept desperately trying to talk to Melissa. Screenshots provided, but if my story is used, please don't use it. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, we can look at the screenshot, but you guys can't.
Okay. Yeah. Idiots. Sorry. I feel bad. I shouldn't.
Oh, it's a hey girly. It's a hey girly message.
No!
How sad. Yeah. It's just like a, hey, can I talk to you?
That sucks. We got some new ones in, so I'm trying to read them. This one looks kind of fun, but I haven't read it all the way through.
Oh my God, the DMs are so sad.
No!
You did the right thing. You did the right thing. Good job.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh my okay. Neck.
I'm ready.
Good news. I just got a DM that I that we've got our streamer awards venue.
Hooray!
Yeah.
It's happening again.
It's happening again. It's happening again. It's happening again. This time in December. Which was crazy. Huge. It's why I couldn't find a venue because they were all booked out. But I got one and the venue is insane. As in, like, it's a themed venue. And so it's going to be really hard to decorate because it's themed.
Maybe you double down.
I know. That's what me and Taylor were talking about. I'm like, can we lean into this? I don't know. All right. Okay. I have
what number?
One, 37. So this hasn't been all the way read through.
Oh, my God.
What?
Brand new one.
Yeah, because it's a brand new one. But I was reading some of it and it looked interesting. So we'll see. If it's not, then we will all give a down, hey, bad story to this person.
Because oh my God, this is long as I know, hell.
But it kind of looked interesting, no?
Okay. Use a different name.
I will. Okay. So this person's story is Philip. And he, let's see. I guess I don't know if it's a he. Oh, yes, I do. Okay. So I just came out so long. I did a lot of waffling. It's the only way I could get the story out in a way that makes sense. Okay, so Girly Pop Nation, Wine About It Nation, the gays and the guys. Here we go. We might have to do some whiteboarding to follow along. It is a long story, so let's see.
This is also the only story so far that you've heard that has not been reviewed. So it could be just really dog shit. Prepare. It also could be insane. Prepare.
Okay. So this story is one from when I was an 18-year-old male working a summer job as a grounds crew at a golf course. This course is a shit show for stories and scandals, but the best one by far is our grounds crew darty between shifts.
I hate the word darty.
What does that mean?
Daytime party.
Oh, my God. I thought it was someone's name. That's so funny. Okay. For context, the week we planned it was during the week of a 5 to 8:30 and then an afternoon shift from 4 till sunset. So on the second to last day of the tournament, the crew decided to head to John's house, who lived nearby and had a pool to drink all day before 5 to 8:30 and then
that is crazy.
Anyway. There were 9 of us on the crew who were at the party and 4 were girls. I was innocently unaware that John really only organized this party because he liked one girl named Lynn. John at the time was 20 and Lynn was 21. The reason I mention their ages is because my work friend Dan, who was a year younger than me, was 17, was convinced he had a shot with Lynn and that she liked him. Oh, sad. Okay. So following along. We have Philip, who's 18. We have John, who's hosting the party, who's 20, that has a crush on Lynn, who's 21. And then we have Dan, the younger friend, who's 17, that has a crush on Lynn. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Lynn is, everyone has a crush on Lynn, pretty much. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dan was the only reason why I wasn't the weird coworker. He was the definition of, that's sweet. Rich right-wing car guy, and while everyone on the course tolerated him to an extent, aside from the one guy he fought while on the course and on the clock on one of the sand bunkers got caught because none of us told our boss. Okay, this is a side story. It sounds like Dan is cool and gets in fights. Anyway, needless to say, he's an entertaining guy. The party was going great. Everyone was having a good time. We ran double beer pong tournament. All was going well. I hadn't noticed because I'd been drinking a lot, but Lynn's sister, Becky, was trying to get my attention. Okay, Philip. When she finally got my attention and pulled me aside, she basically gave me the job of keeping Dan, weird guy, away from Lynn. Uh-oh, so Dan's now the weird guy.
Okay.
For 2 reasons. One, he was cock-blocking John, who has asked for Becky's help to make move on her sister. That's weird. And 2, because Dan was starting to weird her out and get uncomfortably close to her. Uh-oh. I, at this point, had 10 beers in 4 hours and did my very best to keep Dan distracted. I and the older girls, both 23 and 24, Sam and Jordan, who I told about Dan being weird with Lynn, kept him away from Lynn when we were in a group and did our best to shepherd him into our thing if the group split in two. By the end of the party, I was white girl wasted on my way to work. Before the shift started, we provided catered dinner during which I fell asleep. Oh, that sucks. The rest of the story here is from secondhand accounts, as I don't remember much from dinner on.
Nice, dude. Good work.
Jesus Christ. All of us from the party, aside from Sam and one of the guys, were assigned to the same job of filling divots, holes made by clubs on the course. John kept trying to make moves on Lynn the entire time. Dude, I don't know. Can I just say something about this story so far? John clearly has no swag if they were just at a party for hours and he still has to keep making moves while back at work.
Yeah. Also, what does Lynn think? I wish I had an insight into Lynn.
Yeah. Did Lynn like John or like...
Probably not.
Yeah. Okay. By this point, Jordan and I were far too gone to distract Dan, who apparently accidentally grabbed her ass while we were on the course. Ugh. This incident was never reported. Jordan and I were none the wiser to this happening as we built sandcastles in the back of our cart in the sand seed mix we were using to fill holes. While we built them, we made out in the middle of the hole and no one else noticed. That's crazy. Okay.
This happened out of nowhere. There's no buildup to this.
Yeah. Also, wasn't Jordan 23 and you were 18? Mm-hmm. Jordan was 24 and you were 18. Okay. Jordan had a boyfriend at the time. And only brought it up to me to say, please, if you ever meet my boyfriend, don't tell him we kissed. Later that night, John got lucky with Lynn and as proof sent me a picture of him grinning ear to ear with a naked Lynn beside him with her face cropped out, telling me, thank you for helping me out. This was sent through Snapchat and meant more of a joke. I ended up telling Lynn about it next summer when her and Dan broke up.
Nice. Oh,
God.
I'm glad she knows, but also men are so gross and scary, dude.
That's insane. That's so sad. The next day we all came in hungover. Lynn didn't talk much. John was super giddy. And Lynn's sister Becky was staring daggers at Dan. I also came out to these people and didn't remember doing so. They were also accepting and kind, except for Dan. I was Dan's only ride to and from work. Becky and I were assigned the same job in the morning, so she gave the majority of the tea that didn't involve me and ordered me to never drive Dan again after that day. I then said he was acting really weird this morning and didn't know why. She then said maybe he thinks you like him, and my stomach dropped. Becky then told me I came out to them yesterday and Dan was uncomfortable about that point behind my back. Since then, Dan started riding his bike to work after that day.
Good, ride your stupid bike.
Oh, prick. My gosh. This is what a crazy day at work you had.
Yeah, this is an insane workplace.
He said, I'm sorry this turned out to be so long. The story was to serve as a warning. Don't drink between your 2 4-to-5-hour shifts. Even though no one got fired because of the party, it was really awkward for me whenever I was alone with Jordan after that day. Since this happened a few years ago, Sam and Jordan have since unadded me on Snapchat, and our work group chat was on Snap. I have nearly nothing of value to show here. That drawing we did in the sandbuckers as our boss's full name blurred out, bottle of crown, blah, blah, blah. No, we don't need your pictures, but that's crazy.
This picture says, I don't know.
It's a penis they drew in the sand.
And then a picture of Crown Royale apple that's empty. Somebody thank you for sucks. The proof. And,
I mean, it's Crown Royale on a golf course.
Yeah, I believe you.
That sounds like a dramatic job.
Very messy.
Yeah.
Messy young people, you know?
Sounds fun.
We're too old for this. I feel like there were more that I wanted to like. That I was excited about, but I don't remember which they were.
You have your numbers, no?
I know. There's one that I think is just going to make me really mad, or it's going to be really gross.
Okay. It's going to be Brooks okay. all over again.
This one's from Kyle.
Okay, which one is it?
It's number 19. Okay, in the military. Years ago, I was a part of a small group that went through training together. For a few years, we were stationed together as well. We all got to know each other pretty well and generally got along. One guy, fake name Anchorage. Craziest fake name I've ever heard. Thank you for being so creative. Was married, and over time I got to know his wife, fake name Seashell.
Brother Bear, Anchorage. Just call them like Tom Josh and Amy. Like, what the hell?
Anchorage and Seashell. Okay, I got to know his wife, Seashell, pretty well, partly because she ended up pretty close with my mom and sister. We were stationed close to where I grew up. Anchorage and I got along well enough for the most part, but he always came off as a bit of a douche and would also be an asshole sometimes just for the sake of it. Eventually, Anchorage and Seashell were expecting a child. Okay. And I think it was around then I started to get way more suspicious of Anchorage. He became more distant with me than normal, and some of his behavior I could see at work was fishy, especially on work trips. Unfortunately, I didn't have any actual evidence, but my suspicions didn't feel like enough to tell Seashell. One day, though, Seashell texted me about stopping to pick up some stuff she borrowed from my family, and she sort of confronted me and asked what I knew when I got there. All I could really say was that he seemed off, but I didn't know anything for certain. Lo and behold, within a few months of the child being delivered, Anchorage had definitely cheated on Seashell and subsequently divorced her, all for a coworker that he didn't stay with for very long. After all was said and done, she moved back home with the kid and is doing extremely well for herself. I'm pleased to say she and I are still friends and chat on occasion. She's actually done a lot for me, and I only hope to fully repay her eventually. Men are whack. LOL.
Damn.
That's just a classic, like, you know, man marries woman, man impregnates woman, woman has child, man cheats on woman, woman has to raise child alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic. Tale as old as time, some might say.
Classic Anchorage.
Classic.
Those fake names were crazy. I like him. We should start doing that instead of normal names.
Oh, yeah. His name, Oak Tree. I dated Oak Tree in high school.
Oak Tree and my best friend, Pocket Square. I don't even know what a pocket square is. Okay.
I'm going to 34.
Okay.
34, Your Honor. Garrett, this is very recent, less than a month ago. I work at a public university. The department I am a part of is currently looking for a new chair. We're down to two internal candidates. Each was given an hour to talk about their vision for the department and answer questions. If this was me, I would have such a hard time being serious.
You're right.
They'd be like,
I'm going to be honest, I don't give a shit.
They'd be like, present your thing. I'd be like, Pizza Fridays. One candidate started yelling after their talk, potentially breaking laws. Jesus. Okay.
Yelling about what? Okay.
Let's call her Katie, who has been in our department for more than 20 years. On paper, she is a very strong candidate. Lots of years in leadership, awards for undergrad research, diversity initiatives, and knows a lot of people in and outside of our department slash school. In reality, she does not get along with many of the faculty members. She speaks without thinking, holds grudges, and does not communicate effectively. This list of poor qualities is endless. In my proof, I've attached a draft of answers I sent for my survey about her. Oh my God.
Okay, drum.
In particular, she does not get along with George, another depressor in our department. Okay. During her talk, she spends 40 minutes going over her history. Very boring, I kid you not. She had three slides named miscellaneous. Oh my God. After her speech, George, oh, this is going to get juicy, raises his hand and begins to talk. He maybe says a word. Then Katie starts yelling at him about his student, who inappropriately sent a list of questions to her, making more work for her that they don't show up to class and deserve an F. Even George asks for leniency. She yells at him in front of most of the faculty, graduate students, staff of the department, and search committee. She does not stop until a member of the search committee stands up, touches her, and says we should move on.
That's so embarrassing.
Oh my God. What did George do to Katie?
I don't know.
Okay, her rant is interesting because she's conflating two students. The graduate students did make a list of questions for each candidate and emailed them ahead of time. The email was sent by George's student as they were in position of leadership. That student is not enrolled in any of Katie's classes. So I guess technically they are not showing up to class because and would also not be getting a grade at all. As for the student who is actually not showing up, the best I can tell is it's the undergrad student who went to George for help navigating what to say to Katie. This is a public setting. Talking about students' grades or attendance wouldn't be a violation of FERPA?
FERPA.
Thus, her rant broke the law. After her rant, the vibes in the room were fucked. George did not... George did go on to list to ask a list of questions the faculty had prepared ahead of time. Katie took every question personally, even after being reminded multiple times that the list was made by everyone. George was also hosting a Zoom room for a couple of faculty that were traveling. He was recording, but the search committee asked him to stop once they learned. He would have a recording of the rant, but I don't think he will ever share it and may have deleted every copy of it. As of today, the new chair has not been announced, so this is a very small chance Katie will become the chair, and much larger chance that other candidates do. That's so crazy.
The survey comments that they submitted as proof are so funny.
What is it?
Can I read? They hate Katie. They said... Okay. Katie has several areas that would need to improve before she meets the needs of chair. This is like a question sent to them that said, what would Katie need to improve if she were to become chair?
Dude.
And it is a page and a half answer. What would she need to improve before becoming chair? Katie speaks with little or no filter. There are often times where Katie offends people. I have been in a room where another faculty member has walked in. Katie said, oh, you have gained a few pounds. And then the faculty member said, I see I'm not wanted, and left. I've been in several conversations with graduate students who are afraid to tell Katie personal issues because she has in the past brought up sensitive information with people who do not need to know. Katie does not listen to others. I've been in several meetings with Katie about issues in the department. She has a very common method of dismissing almost every concern. She refuses to recognize systemic issues in this way. Katie does not retain information. Once you follow up, she will need it re-described, and then we'll have the same thoughts as our original conversation.
Oh, no.
Katie is poor at recruiting.
Damn,
Katie has done a negligent job of keeping track of graduate students. Oh, my God. So they hate Katie.
Yeah. Hate I think so you funny. Also hate Katie, our friend that submitted this. That's so
my
funny.
Recommendation. I do not recommend Katie as department head, and feel if she were in this department, this
off,
if
Garrett.
She were this department would quickly become worse if she was. Katie does not regulate her emotions. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is nuts.
That's so funny.
Well, yeah, they're mad.
That's good drama. That's just drama of not liking someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a nasty Oof. Person. That's not like freaking, you know, sexual harassment or anything like that.
Is she crazy? Okay, let's see. We have... I've done that one. I've done this one. Done this one. Done this one. 15. Okay, what about 15? Okay, this is from Anonymous. Number 15. Okay, so this isn't workplace drama, but it happened at my high school. Okay, breaking the rules, but...
Breaking the rules?
We'll
school
allow
is
it.
Not job.
Okay. Basically, our student coordinator was hooking up with a gym teacher in the choir practice room. What's a student coordinator? Is that an adult or a student?
I think it's like the student council. Or no. I think it's like the student counselor. I believe it's an adult.
So it's an adult. Okay.
Yeah.
My friends and I caught them red-handed. It
oh
wouldn't
my
have been
God.
A big deal.
Can you imagine?
You walked into the choir practice room and there were people hooking up, adults that
That's
worked there,
crazy.
That were your teachers. What do you even do? It wouldn't have been a big deal, but the coordinator was the wife of the school owner.
Oh. Ooh.
Private school, by the way. She basically threatened to keep us to keep quiet about it. Someone, not saying who, but it wasn't me, spread the word around, though, and somehow
that would be
it reached
me.
The school owner.
That is me. If one person at my school were to tell me that, I would tell everybody.
The school owner went and assaulted the gym teacher and got
Ooh.
Arrested. What? What? The school couldn't fire either of them due to legal reasons, apparently. In what world does having sex on campus and
maybe they were just getting in a high schooler. This is a high schooler because they could have just been making out. I used to say hook up. Okay. I still say hook up. I'm like, oh, did you hook up?
Okay. All right. I guess. But okay, if they got in a physical fight on campus, what do you mean for legal reasons they can't get fired? Yes, they absolutely can. What the hell? True. Okay, so the coordinator, the nerve of her, called us all to her office and she said she'd destroy our future, send bad recommendations to colleges and everything because you little shits couldn't keep your mouth shut. I can't even fuck some good dick in peace. Her words, ew.
Oh no my shot. Gosh. I don't believe
no
that.
No way.
There's no way she said I can't even fuck no some good way dick. She I don't said believe that. You. I don't, hey, Anonymous, I don't. You're a liar. You're a liar. Child. Also, who gave you the money for this Patreon? How did you get here?
Well, one of us, not saying who, but it wasn't me, recorded the whole thing and posted it on TikTok, and we showed it to our parents, and the coordinator got fired. Our parents sued the school for mental harassment and settled for almost half of our college tuition.
Bitch, no, where's the
world.
TikTok?
You didn't put the TikTok. You are lying. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. Where's the video? Where's the video, you freak?
You freak.
I can't believe this.
You freaking high schooler. Okay, wait. I'm Googling like that line because I feel like if that line was in a TikTok.
It's got to be. Do you have it? Are you copy pasting?
I copy pasted.
Same.
I'm not seeing anything. TikTok. Nope. I'll put TikTok at the end. I don't believe you.
I don't either.
Let me see. Okay, so private school. I'm Googling now. Private school counselor fired for cheating on owner
school
TikTok. No, there's just no way. I don't see it. I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, I don't know. That's crazy. What are you looking at?
Well, I was looking at something, but it's not what I thought.
Oh, you thought you found it?
Yeah.
Patreons, try to find her. Not her, not the person. Try to find the TikTok. Whew.
I don't know. I guess maybe they don't want us to find it because you'd think that they'd put it here.
I mean, they probably got deleted if somebody got like fired over it.
Right.
I would think. Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
That's insane. That's an insane story. Well, I'm glad that she got fired. I'm sorry that you went through that drama, and I'm sorry that you got threatened by an adult.
Yeah, that's insane.
At a school that you were attending. That's stupid.
That's crazy. All right, we'll do one more.
Okay.
And then we're done. And then we won't see you guys until freaking next week.
Goodbye.
You freaks. All of you. Wait, I don't know which one, though. This might have been a bad idea.
You know what's terrible? Is I have one of the Kendrick songs stuck in my head, but it's only one line.
Which
but I
one?
Can't, like, you know when you have little bits of songs stuck in your head and you just go, slam the door, I.
Yeah, is it certified like that, little boy, except, certified yeah. pedophile?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's you been, can't really it's sing been that. 2 days.
That's so funny.
It's been 2 days. It's been stuck in my head.
All right. Okay, I'm doing number 17.
Okay.
I work for a company. Oh, this is anonymous. I work for a company that does kids parties, and boy howdy are we messy.
I love that.
Boy, howdy, are we messy. Okay, it's gotten a lot better because my boss's boyfriend, she's Polly, so she has a husband and a boyfriend.
Great.
Some other people she does FinDom with has taken over management. Great. She sounds like she can manage a lot of things, so yeah. I bet she's good. Okay, back in the day, though, oh my lord, were we wild. I got into it because my ex-girlfriend one day, our snow queen, aka it was an Elsa, okay. called out and I said, okay, I'm pale, put a wig and a dress on me and call me Elsa. Then I got into balloon animals and face painting, which I'm much more comfortable with because princesses have to sing in front of the kids, which is too scary for me. We went to gigs so fucking stoned, our boss included. Now that I'm older and have crippling anxiety, I don't know how I did it. We mostly attracted fine arts and performing arts majors from the local college as employees. So everyone was young, dumb, and horny for each other. One girl was Rapunzel, dated a dude who sort of helped out and repeatedly tried to break up with her because she was so much younger than him and a little unhinged. She told him she was pregnant. She wasn't. And then when they finally broke up, she left the company and called CPS on our boss, which was kind of valid given how wild we all were in a family home. Wait, in her family home. Oh, because she ran the business out of her house. Also, a wild story for me. We did an annual Halloween party at a local bar where we would body paint models, including me. So I'm topless, painted up like a skeleton serving jello shots. There's a band playing as well, and one of the guys has a hook for a hand. My ex-girlfriend and Rapunzel's boyfriend start making out, or sorry, start what? Looking for, sorry.
She just made that up.
Start looking for coke with Tiana, who is also body painted. The guy with the hook hand is the one they eventually buy it from. And for some reason, I went with them to the car while they did it.
Did you do it off the hook?
That'd be cool. They have a picture of themselves dressed as a princess. And then just pictures of people as princesses. So it's just a birthday party character rental place.
Wait, cute.
But it was ran by someone that let them all do drugs and lots of drama. That's crazy. Drama.
Don't do coke topless painted as a skeleton with topless Princess Tiana.
And people from work. Don't do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you guys for submitting your work drama.
You guys are
funny.
There's
nothing that I love more than reviewing drama. It's my lifeblood.
Is it? I would rather review drama any day than have our own drama, so.
Right. Yeah. It's a good outlet. It's an escape. Thank you guys for submitting. If we didn't get to yours, sorry, but thank you for submitting it. That is all. Thank you for subscribing.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
See ya. Goodbye. See ya at Trash TV.